Well,
check,
folks. A little bit of a shit is fucking annoying.
Yeah, we recorded honestly pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. We put Adam on the spot. I guess we could recreate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna
we could redo that.
But you know what we can't redo? Mm-hmm. But how good my fart was.
That's true.
That was honestly maybe the best fart I've ever thought I captured on the fucking podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
It went brrr.
It is.
You had a nice
like Scooby-Doo.
Little, I think I said it was a kind of a Satchmo-style mm-hmm. fart.
Yeah.
It is
it
funny.
It sounded like a little trumpet.
It is
with a little bit of stank on it.
That most of what we did was stuff we've already said on the show.
Yeah, but
we
know.
Talked about No Time to Die a little bit.
Yes, I'm the only person.
Oh yeah,
that
we
has
had a couple
it.
Nice riffs there.
Yeah, Adam was really going off on this. He said representation has gone too far.
Well, mm-hmm. actually, no. I think it is the snake has eaten its own tail at this point.
Mm.
That they
the
they,
snake being black people. Is
yes,
what saying.
Black people are now. Becoming police and killing themselves. That's mm-hmm. what I said. That's what I... That was
well,
the point.
Well,
007
is a Jamaican woman or something?
So, yes. Okay. So, the point is that they... That James Bond, 5 years later, is living in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But he's living in Jamaica, and he's approached by Felix Leiter.
Just, I guess, keep an eye on that thing. If I was smart, I would stop this now. Play it, make sure that it's recording.
It's a minute 33. You're more than welcome to.
Should I do that?
Yeah.
And there we go.
And it recorded.
And we're back.
And we're then but I started this over a little bit, so it's gonna cut.
It's gonna cut part of it. Okay.
And then we should be
who cares?
Yeah, you know what? It stopping recording kind of took me out of it. And it's funny, this always happens when we're feeling good, too.
I know. I really wanted to talk James Bond.
I don't fucking care anymore about James Bond.
Yeah, I don't care about anything. Guys,
and it was good, Adam. I'll give you credit. It was good. We had a couple good jokes.
I mean, I didn't get to the main point that I was trying to get to.
What's that?
The main point is that the attempt at representation actually failed to the extent that... The moral of James Bond.
Yeah, because it's like, what the hell is a British black bitch? You know what I mean?
So
yeah,
true.
That's true.
They're saying, because James Bond, first of all, is for Americans. The British people don't watch James Bond. It's like
they've never heard of him.
It's like Lucky Charms, you know?
Exactly.
Yep.
Irish Americans live off Lucky Charms because they're like, this is our historic food.
Yeah, that's
this is
right.
What me. Yeah. Yeah. This is what my da used to eat.
Oh, is that funny to you?
What do you mean?
Doing like a racist impression.
I'm sorry to offend half of your people. Of course, I could be offending the other half of your people, which are Jewish people, but I would never do that publicly.
Of course, you'd never
I would never
Jewish people anyway.
I would never insult.
We all know who
I
you
I would
work
never
for.
Insult the other half of you, Nick.
We
is,
all know exactly who you are.
Which is
work
Zionist
for.
Israelis.
Dude, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have Nick killed?
Yeah.
You want to get this guy fucking...
I know you've...
I would love to be
Mark
killed.
David Chapman.
I know you've been playing this Paddy's Pub-style character.
If they find out he's half Jewish,
if they
over.
Find out Nick's half Jewish,
it's
if
over,
they find
dude.
Out that I control half the world's reserve of gold collectively,
it would be so awesome if mm-hmm. Nick just went to fucking.
It is funny that the Jews get the money thing, but Irish people like part of their folklore is that there's like just some kind of weird midget that hides at the end of a rainbow hoarding gold.
They knew about Jews before they knew who Jews were.
That would be so bad for us
if Jews had that like their main cultural export. It's like, well, there's an even tinier Jew that lives at the end of the fucking LGBTQ flag.
Yeah. And he's a shifty guy that you can never
he's always
catch.
Playing tricks on
it
people.
Would be funny if there was like archaeological evidence that Jews actually made it all the way to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the leprechaun started.
They made them.
Because there are some Jews that are weird redheads. You seen those guys?
Yeah. Well, I believe those
cool,
Jews were raped
Jews
by the Cossacks.
Really?
I believe that's how the red hair was introduced to the Ashkenazi population.
Damn.
That's what
the
I was...
Cossacks have red hair?
That's what I was always told by my father.
The Khazars, not the Cossacks?
Whoever was...
The Cossacks didn't rape them. It was the Khazars, I think. Right?
I think there were a lot of people that raped
I don't think
Jews.
Anyone raped the Jews. That seems a little...
I think a lot of the pogroms were getting some of that Jewish pussy. I think that was...
When were those?
The pogroms?
Yeah, like around what time?
I think they were...
It sounds like
for
a
century.
Like a Down syndrome guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to write, I'm like a computer
trying
program.
To do pogroms.
I put a program on my phone.
Yeah.
I need more programs on my phone.
Yeah. I got a new program.
I tried to put Angry Bird on my phone, and I killed all the Jews in a van.
When were the pogroms?
The pogroms were up until the early 1900s.
Oh, wow. Starting when?
For centuries.
Damn.
Yeah,
Jews have never really migrated anywhere. They just get kicked out of places. And then they have to go to the town over.
And the whole time they were getting, that's how we got redheaded.
Out of like the Mormons.
So if I see a redheaded Jew somewhere, some redhead from the steppes of the Caucasus Mountains, fuck their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother.
This is potentially ahistoric, but what I was told was that was from being raped by Cossacks.
Mm. Cossacks don't sound redheaded to me.
I don't know.
Let me look this up.
Are you going to just kick that and break it?
I'm not breaking it.
He's going to break that.
Cossacks. Do Cossacks
have red hair?
Have red hair.
I'm sure some of them do.
To George Carlin's Hardcore History.
And why do the Cossacks have red hair? Is it because they're gay?
Everybody wants to know about the history of the Jews. Let me tell you one thing. Fuck the Jews.
It was very interesting. It turns out Jews are gay.
You ever notice how people are Jewish now?
Oh, now it's the other Carlin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jew this, Jew that.
George Carlin's Hardcore History. Yeah.
The Udmurts are said to possess the reddest hair in the world. The Tatars and Bashkirs descend from the Golden Horde. The Mari worship animist spirits amid their sacred forest.
So
groves.
The answer is yes?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Anyway.
I honestly don't fucking know.
So, James.
Damn, these are some funny looking. Like, there's so many different little weird pockets of motherfuckers in Russia. Like, in the Soviet Union, I guess.
Yeah.
That they have those fun little costumes.
In Muslim Russia, they have.
Like, look at these bitches.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
They're kind of dressed like a reggaeton pope.
Yeah. The big
And then look at this guy. He's got like a fucking... Look at his hat. It's got fucking leaves on it.
Yeah. He walks around with his own mistletoe over his cock.
That's the Christmas part of Russia.
So anyway, the point I'm saying is however those types of Jews got red hair, what if they immigrated to ancient Ireland?
Uh-huh.
And that's
then became trickster and that's how the rainbow leprechaun, guys. Yeah.
And that's how the leprechaun legend started.
They also did their own form of buck breaking by introducing rainbows into Irish culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to gay up the proud Irish heterosexual.
To be like, oh, this guy's a real buck breaking journalist.
Yeah.
You just don't know what the word is. What is this? All this buck breaking that these journalists are doing.
These fucking yellow journalists when they're buck breaking. Mm-hmm.
These Chinese journalists and
bug-breaking. Okay, so basically, James Bond has been in retirement for 5 years.
Mm.
And then he gets called back in for one last job, right?
Yeah, fuck. I wish we had the enthusiasm of the first time we heard this story.
It really was much better the first time.
Yeah, now instead of being like mad at you as a joke, I'm mad at you for real.
Yeah.
Okay. I can shut up about it.
No, keep going.
Here's the main
now
point.
Now the sun's on the recorder and I can't see the lights. And I'm gonna have to keep,
the lights are on. Bless
I'm going to keep having to check because there's the fucking sun is
fucking
coming through.
Bitch-ass sun.
And I could close the blinds, but it's like... And it's fucking dark in here.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to...
No, I get it, too.
Then it's fucking dark in here.
Oh, I get it.
And Adam didn't bring breakfast sandwiches like he said he was.
I never agreed.
I'm going off a chocolate croissant. I've got the energy of a chocolate croissant.
I also know that you had a croissant this morning. I had half a chocolate croissant. So I know that everyone had
I split a chocolate croissant.
I'll probably have a sandwich after this.
I'll probably have a snack after this as well.
I'm thinking deli sandwich today.
I'm thinking Arby's.
There's no Arby's here.
There's nothing. There's nothing like that.
I would love a dipped au jus sandwich.
Why don't you get a sandwich and we'll dip it in your ass?
There's people that go nuts for Sonic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess Sonic is like something people eat in college.
Well, it was... because you're speaking to somebody who, when I was in... the summer of my freshman year of college, or maybe going into college, I had a machine shop job where I worked
the second shift from 3 to 11.
Mm. An ice cream machine.
No, it was we were actually making parts for guns, hilariously enough.
Mm-hmm. In Maryland.
In Maryland.
Maryland style guns.
Yes. No, well I was working for a Greek guy who had a machine shop that had a contract with Colt 45.
Oh, nice.
No, wait. Colt 45 is the beer. Right.
Well, Colt is the gun.
Colt is the gun.
Colt is the gun manufacturer.
Anyway,
but I don't know because the Colt 45
is
the Colt
45
is a type of gun. I think that's like the 19. And I don't know shit about guns, but right. I think that's like the 1911 was the original Colt 45. But the way guns work is like any company can make like a type of gun. I never understood that about guns. Is like I assume they're patented, but like with AR-15s, there's like 15 different companies that make them. So I don't really know how it works. But
anyway, so I worked with my boy fucking Sam. We would work the second shift.
Who, Chinese Sam?
Not Chinese Sam. This is why we had Chinese Sam, because there was regular Sam.
Of course. How dare you give that guy a nickname?
And Sam's name was Sava, actually, but we also called him Sam. Mm-hmm. Anyway, me and my boy Sava would work the late shift, and then we would go chill on our friend Tommy's porch. We had the porch, which was sort of our, you know, like the fucking...
Je ne sais quoi.
It's where everyone hung out. It was the cultural... It was like the platia.
The bathroom for trans folks. So,
mm-hmm. Yes.
The forum.
In one of your favorite... Yeah, the forum. That's what I'm looking for.
It was like the Algonquin round table. It was, Greek town.
Basically.
Yeah.
The Algonquins had a round table?
Yeah, do you want to talk about the Algonquin round table?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
I thought King Arthur had a fucking round table.
The Algonquin round table was...
It was at the Algonquin Hotel.
Yeah, go on.
Where?
And who was there?
Some fucking smart people in the 1920s.
You
want to
list some of... Can you name some of the people?
I don't know, that lesbian bitch.
Yeah.
Who? What's her name again? Fran Lebowitz?
Yeah, some bitch like that.
No, you know, you want to say her name.
He's smiling. You do want to say it? You can't help yourself? Even though you know it's a bit, you fully know it's a bit. You can't help yourself.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Nah, it wasn't Ellen. It was.
It was Ellen DeGeneres, Steve Harvey.
It was.
Cat. Well, by the way, we really fucked up this weekend. I know you were out of town, but Nick, you and I should have. Oh, you don't have the vaccine. We should have gone to see.
I have the vaccine.
Oh, you have the vaccine.
I have Sinopharm.
We should have, from China.
For your erasure to say that I don't have the vaccine.
I apologize.
When you know full
we
well.
We should have gone to the Barclays Center and seen Chinese, Cat Williams this weekend.
Cat Williams was here?
Yeah, and I feel like a fucking idiot for not
going.
I really fucked up. That is the one comedian who I...
Who's the fucking Algonquin Roundtable? Just fucking tell me.
It was, what's her name? That fucking, you know, it was all those fucking...
I fucking don't at all. You brought it up.
You brought it up. You wanted to...
And I, when you say Algonquin, I'm thinking Indian motherfuckers.
Yeah, for no reason you brought it up, too.
Well, I know that...
Just say who it is so I know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You're lying.
I don't know.
You absolutely know.
It was the bagel boss.
If I had a gun to your head, or better yet, if I had $10,000 and I was like, name one guy at the Algonquin...
The sad part is
table.
You're going to try and name things as a joke, but... None of them are going to be funny enough to get you out of it.
Just tell us.
The pickle.
It was Zach Amico.
Tell us who the fuck
it
was.
It was the Buy Guys podcast with Zach Amico and Ian Finance.
You're fucking up right now, dude. Yeah.
I'm not going to... Okay, anyway. So you were on the porch with Sam.
Yes. So we had...
which is a lot like the Algonquin round table.
Kind of like the Algonquin round table.
It was my boy Sava.
A hilarious reference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was my boy, my friend, a couple friends from Greek town. One of them had a fucked up like growth on his ear that we flicked all the time. Mm-hmm. He had really strange posture. He walked weird. Our hypothesis is that he's like 10% retarded, or his body is, not his mind.
Mm-hmm. Physically retarded.
Physically. Yeah. But anyway, we would let that guy get high as shit and drive us to Philly for cheesesteaks. In his grandfather's Lincoln, and one time we let ear growth Tommy take us to fucking Sonic in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, just hotboxing the whole way and listening to Lil Wayne, the Drought 3 the whole time.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like to, because you don't know Sonic, when you're a child and you're like, oh, it's going to blow your fucking mind. Yeah. And then you get there and it's like, oh, this is fucking gay ass fast food.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
But I do know the initial.
Well, people hang on
initial excitement.
You know, it'll be like a fucking 27-year-old. It's like, oh my God, Sonic. It's like, you're not in college anymore, man.
Yeah, dude.
Come on.
It's over.
We're adults now.
We're adults.
We're old men.
It's time to eat fucking at DeFonte's.
Yeah.
Now Sonic has become Italian sandwich shops.
Yeah. Now if it was called Chronic.
Nah. Fuck, dude.
That'd be cool.
Oh, man. I'm so high right now. Apparently smoking weed causes breakthrough COVID cases.
What?
Yeah.
According
to
who?
And the hits just keep on playing.
According to who?
I don't know. I saw some stuff.
I haven't smoked weed in a while.
I look at the headlines because the media loves COVID. Mm-hmm. And
they've become COVID's the new Trump.
Everyone's basically a liar now. You know, you can just publish outright lies. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, I mean.
Sucking a Greek man's little ass dick cures COVID.
Literally, fuck it. Just write it. Just put it in the New York Times. Who cares?
I'm going to.
You can say whatever you want about
it. It's your opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my opinion.
That's my opinion. Yeah. That's why I'm writing this opinion.
The person that knows the least about how vaccines work is Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's like operating on like, you know, because everyone does the whole thing. Yeah, data changes. That's how the science changes. Okay,
well,
so
Joe
not,
doesn't know what any yeah, at all what's going on about anything.
He is completely gone.
He's been gone. Respect for him for just keeping it together. Mm-hmm. Like, I think about my grandma who has to like put it together for like a 3-minute phone call, and it's the exact same thing as Joe.
Yeah.
They got him just out there. You know, after each speech, he has to sleep for like 8 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like the most physically taxing thing.
And then
what does
Kamala do? She doesn't really do anything, huh?
Oh, she's scheming in the background.
Yeah, she walks around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her and her boy Doug Emderhoff or whatever the fuck his name is.
Emhoff. Yeah, Kamala is just.
You think he's
hiding
slamming
behind.
That pussy?
Yeah, he emmed her off.
Huh?
He emmed her off.
Yeah, he emmed her off.
He emmed her off. That's what you
know. No, he didn't. Yeah, he did. No, he didn't.
He got in between those.
He emmed her off.
He got in between those velvety thighs of hers.
I honestly would like to fuck Kamala.
He just whispered it.
I would like to fuck Kamala.
Keep saying it.
No, I don't think that's what he does.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think that's how they say it.
Yeah, hand her off.
No.
Say it.
I don't think that's how they have sex.
It is.
Well, I guess, you know, agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. What the fuck has that bitch been up to?
She's hiding behind curtains and stuff, you know?
Just waiting for Joe to die.
Scheming in the background.
You think she's going to pull an LBJ and fucking pop him in the head?
Yeah, but the CIA won't return her calls.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
She can't get a meeting with the CIA.
Actually, she'd be a perfect CIA stooge.
I know. Well,
it is funny how little she does. Like, the only thing I know that she's done in the last 6 months is she was supposed to go on The View, and then they had to cancel.
Because, yeah, a bunch of people got COVID.
Because Star Jones got COVID.
Star Jones hasn't been on The View for, like, 10 years.
No, yeah, she's been at the COVID. She's been at the Algonquin Roundtable.
There he is.
And who else was there?
Just tell us. Yeah.
Joy Behar.
Come on, man.
Barbara Walters.
Why do you have to lie to me? You know you break my heart when you lie to me.
Anyway, so James Bond's been living in exile for 5 years.
Yeah.
He's Captain Bond now, but he's lost
his...
He's Captain Bond.
Of what?
Of the Royal Empire, the British Empire.
Oh, he still retains his title.
He was given a captaincy, but he's retired.
Because he's a commander in the British Navy.
Right, initially.
And when you retire, they bump you up a rank.
Yeah.
So
you can collect a higher pension.
Yeah. Respect.
Yeah, and he's living off that pension, you know? He's got his
He should get more than that shit, though.
But he's completely off the grid.
It'd be
no
great
one
if realistically, James Bond would retire and he'd be like a contributor on fucking CNN.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, I've killed over 100 people, and I can tell you Donald Trump
but he's
is the
real menace.
The greatest threat to our black queens.
Rachel, Rachel, please.
Rachel. Mr. James Bond, we want to thank you for being here. Your new book, How I Killed 800 Iraqi Children in Two Nights. It hits Barnes & Noble this week. Pick it up at the Barnes & Noble, proudly serving Starbucks Cafe.
Many people call him the Da Vinci of torture.
Yeah. Yeah, my title in MI6 was 007, and we used to call Donald Trump 00.
Mm. Oh, that's going to stick.
Because he's an absolute loser.
That's going to stick.
That's right. And can we, we'll use that, we're going to, do you mind if we use that as a soundbite? Mm-hmm. And say that Donald Trump is, according to British superhero James Bond, an absolute zero. Take that.
Yes.
You fucking piece of shit.
He's an absolute zero. Rachel, honestly, I wouldn't even fuck him with your dick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, conservatives are going crazy for this Hunter Biden laptop story. James Bond, what do you have to say about that? You're fucking gay if you share that story.
You're a faggot.
It's fake. It's full
homosexual.
It's 100% fake and...
and gay.
And gay. And fuck you.
It's fake and gay.
Mr. James Bond, thank you for being here.
Thank you so, so much. He's so retired,
completely off the grid, and then Felix Leiter comes back and says, "I need." And then as I said before in the first episode that we lost,
that we, in the lost,
his
tapes.
Affect has changed,
mm-hmm. And that's where actually the digging into Adams started.
That's where it really started,
because he said that he's now, yeah, Felix Leiter talks like a slave, basically.
No, I said more of like a 1970s black guy, but yes.
That's not what you said.
Well, no, I never
said.
He said jive.
He said jive, turkey type guy.
He's more of a jive.
And
talker.
I said a challenge to the people that upload the show. Go ahead and edit Adam's claim next to a video of Felix Leiter speaking in the new James Bond movie, and let's see if this observation.
If you compare how he speaks in Casino Royale to how he
holds
speaks in this movie.
Water.
It is.
One
it
thing
is.
I don't get is
they put a little bit more stank on his.
I feel like I feel like the last movie I saw, which was three movies ago.
Skyfall?
No, not the one with
Javier Bardem.
Not the one with Bardem. I don't think I saw that one.
The good ones were Casino Royale and Skyfall.
I saw the one where he's in a house.
Quantum of Solace and Spectre are terrible.
Spectre was a piece of shit.
I saw the one where he's like holed up in a house and he's got guns and he's like.
Is that the one where he's depressed?
I thought he retired. I thought that was his last movie. And there was two or three other movies after that.
I think the movies have gone good, bad, and now this last one.
What's the one where he goes to like
good.
His family's estate and he's got
That's
a gun?
Skyfall.
That's Skyfall. So I did see Skyfall.
Skyfall is sick.
And that was good.
And Bardem is gay for him.
Wait, that's Bardem?
Yeah.
Mm. Fuck.
He's like, Mr. Bond, I'm...
Maybe I did see
I'm
that
the
one.
Bad guy, and I'm also gay for you.
I thought the new guy was gay. I thought Rami Malek was gay.
No, he's just a...
Aren't all Bond villains basically gay?
He kind of... They're all gay caricatures.
They're all queer-coded.
Yeah, they're all queer-coded.
We'll put it that way.
Anyway, so Felix Leiter says, I need you to come back for one last job. We gotta finish off Spectre.
Now he's Danny Glover?
Kind of, yes. And then he said, oh, sir, no, I'm done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes back to his Jeep, and it doesn't work. And then a Jamaican lady with a big old butt is like, you need a ride. And he's like, oh, yes.
James?
Yeah, James is like, oh, yeah, why not?
Did right? he fuck her?
And then he gets to his...
Or does she try and kill him?
He gets to his sick house, and then she's like, Mr. Bond, we need you to come back in. And he's like, oh, you tricked me with your perfect Jamaican accent.
That big brown butt.
And that lady is the new 007.
Does she really have a big fat ass?
She's got a big old bum.
Does he fuck her or no?
He doesn't fuck her, no, because she's new 007. Oh, if she was the real 007, she would have fucked him.
Exactly.
It
would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome if it was Leslie Jones.
If Leslie Jones seduces James Bond.
It would have been much better if it was. But throughout the film, he comes back in, and M's like, we can't have you back here. You know, you're out. And then he enlists the help of Q to help.
Oh, who's gay now?
Who helps hack into?
He changed his name to QT.
Mm. Yeah, they go over to Q's house.
LGBTQ.
And he's making an Adam.
My first name is LGBT.
Yeah. He's making an Adam style dinner where he's like making like silken tofu.
Okay,
like,
no,
Trying to adopt the trope. Yeah,
and so they go over to Q's house, and he's got a Nick style penis, so it's huge.
It's small, actually. He does have a Nick style penis.
It's the kind of dinner that you
It's really small.
That you guys have made fun of me for making. thinking.
Him in Humble
well, you're
Run.
Even, but you're doing it wrong.
I'm doing it.
You're
right.
doing it wrong because I'm if he had a Nick style penis, it would be really small. You
don't
even
understand
see it.
How analogies work.
I really do. I really do. I'm here for fucking. I'm here to. I'm sort of like in a movie where they have a script supervisor to make sure everyone stays on reality, on the reality of what the movie
of the,
is,
the universe.
I am the script supervisor of this podcast. A Nick style penis in. Both this podcast and real life would denote a small ass penis.
But if Nick was saying a Nick style penis, he would be implying a large penis.
But that's exactly what I'm here
to
do.
He's trying to biggin
like when that
up.
Bitch was drinking Starbucks in Game of Thrones. Remember that controversy?
Yeah.
That's what Nick just tried to do by saying a Nick style penis.
But I wasn't
is a big
actually
penis.
Trying to do that. I was. Making it as a matter of comedic hyperbole.
But actually, you, and I hate to do this, you actually were not.
Yes, I
was. Because what he was trying to do
if it reflected
was sneak in
a humble brag.
No, no, no.
Brag
no,
it's
no he was trying to adopt your thing. He's, no. he's trying to do the thing.
You missed the. You missed,
I didn't miss
you
it.
If
I did miss it.
If I remember correctly.
I think somebody should lose their job as a script supervisor and get kicked
the
back
supervisor?
Over. Kicked back
maybe
over
an ice cream supervisor.
Yeah. That's funny that even your Freudian slip. You fucking insult me for being fat.
Yeah.
The script supervisor.
You're now the ice cream supervisor.
That's what I.
What
think,
Adam
though.
Was trying to do was the thing that guys that a classic thing that you we actually go back way in the podcast where it's like someone's trying to be like, yeah, dude, aren't I so gay?
Yeah.
So that people will
no,
stop making fun of
them.
No,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that.
That's
I
what
see,
you
I
do.
Guys, see that. I
believe.
See that.
I believe the entire dust eating bug riff. Stemmed from you guys making fun of me for making that you guys that silken tofu and avocado snack that I made one day.
No, and it then actually I came think from that, you being a bug.
All right. Okay, anyway,
which is still, you know what? I'm glad I said that.
Congratulations.
We've had so many revolutions. We're back.
You know what's funny? Someday you're going to fucking die, and people are going to remember you as a bug that eats dust.
Yeah.
By the time Adam dies, only the absolute gayest people on earth will remember that.
Yeah.
Because he's going to live for a pretty long time. He's going to outlive us all.
Mm-hmm. Outlive us. That's
It'll be like at the end of Saving Private Ryan, where an old man goes to my grave and he says, "You're a bug who eats dust.
You're a Jewish faggot. And
you're
a
Jewish gay
dust.
Guy. A bug who eats dust." And a single tear.
And
falls
his even
down
older
his
mom
cheek.
Is like, "Can I get hurry up? I have to go to work, son."
Yeah.
He's like, "Shut up, mom.
Shut up, mom.
I'm paying my respects.
Shut up, mom. I have to visit one of the most important people in my life's grave. One of my three only true friends that I ever knew."
Anyway, so he
we
breaks
should start
in,
the Tomb of the
Q's,
Unknown podcast.
He breaks into Q's house, and he says, "I need you to hack into this micro drive or something."
And he's like, "I'm busy being gay."
And he's like, "I can't. My boyfriend's coming up in 20 minutes." You know, like they throw it in real quick that Q's gay now. You know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they hack into the file. He's back in it. And they're doing James Bond-style karate spy stuff. Mm. And it is immediately apparent that Black James Bond lady is useless.
Damn.
She sucks at being a James Bond. She sucks at being a 007. And at a certain point, right before the end, right before the big finale action sequence, they're getting ready. They're getting strapped up. They're getting all their gizmos from Q and stuff.
I have a dildo that goes in your ass and sucks your cock as well.
And she looks at James.
Because I'm gay, by the way.
And she looks at James and she says, "I think we need to reinstate you as 007.
Wow,
it's
really?
It's just a number. And the theater literally cheered. The theater literally...
When a Mayo-ass colonizer came back...
When they recolonized...
took a job from a black woman.
When they recolonized the 007
That's
title
awesome.
from a black woman, there was an audible cheer in the theater.
That's awesome.
From people of all races and
all creeds and colors.
There was also a Chinese man drinking a beer next to me who left inexplicably for the last 10 minutes of the movie, and I don't understand why he didn't want to see what happened. But yes, I think that this was the example of inclusivity that has shot its own penis off.
Mm-hmm.
That they gave 007, or perhaps the Albert Broccolini or whatever his name is, the creator of James Bond.
What? The guy's name is Roger something.
It's Ian Fleming.
No, well, the guy that wrote it, but the producer of all the Bond movies is Albert Broccoli.
One guy has done all of them?
The guy who's done all of them.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's like the British version of Brian Laundrie.
Yeah. Albert Broccoli.
My name's Albert Broccoli. No. I killed my girlfriend in the woods.
Or Alberto Broccoli. Or Broccolini or some shit like
okay.
that.
Okay.
I think that this guy was actually potentially truly based in red pilled. Mm. And he says they want a black lady 007.
I'll show them.
I'll give them a black lady 007.
Mm-hmm. She's bumbling around.
And she's going to be way worse at spy karate.
Well, you know, it is her. She just started.
Beautiful white man.
She just started.
Mr. Daniel Craig. She did just start. But she had to give her job back. She had to demote herself.
Mm.
But
that's agency. She did it herself.
She did it herself. Mm. She did it on her own
terms. I love that she literally said, "That is not my job."
They're like, "Could you try and kill the bad guys a little better?" She's like, "That's not my job. Find somebody else to do it.
Not my job.
I don't give a fuck. I'm getting paid either way."
Yes. But I will say some of the best action sequences in any Bond.
Mm,
one of the best openings that I've ever seen in any Bond. And I'm not ashamed to say this. Mm-hmm. At the end of the film,
they should do a gay James Bond in the beginning instead of
tears
the barrel of a
were
gun.
In my eyes.
It's an asshole that's following him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he turns and he just like beats off and comes.
There's
like cum going down the screen.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And then there's like. And there's silhouettes of naked men dancing.
See the cock shadows.
Their penises are dodging bullets.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it right now. And the song is sung by Sir Elton John also. Yeah. Mm.
He's a gay guy. He's
fucking gay.
He's a fucking gay guy. Gold penis.
He's a gay spy. Yeah, that would be pretty good. Gold penis. Anyway.
Elton John has a toupee, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, he lost all his hair from...
You know what?
You know what?
You know what?
Sucking on a dick.
The same thing that stopped.
Sucking. What?
No, nothing.
Sucking on a dick. What the fuck is that noise?
It's me unscrewing and rescrewing the microphone.
Why?
I don't know. I'm kind of antsy.
He's a gay
sucking
guy.
On a dick.
Bum, bum, ba-da.
Sucking on a dick. Bum.
Sucking on a dick.
Great.
How many girls do you think Elton John did fuck while he was pretending to be straight?
I can only tell you from personal experience, probably around 80.
So you're saying while you were pretending
what
to
I would
be
imagine,
straight,
yeah,
a guy who has some fame and can fuck a lot of women and is running from his painful reality.
What would you know about running?
I'm talking about this guy.
What would you know about
I would
running?
Know a lot.
What the hell would
I
you?
Would know a lot. You're talking to a fucking varsity high school athlete.
Yeah, old Kenyan ass Stavros Halki.
You motherfuckers are talking to the fucking starting nose tackle of the Baltimore Polytechnic Poly Crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Your name were the Crackers.
We were the Poly Crackers, but it was a
predominantly black team.
It was a parrot was our mascot.
Oh, Polly want a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever.
Thank you.
That is clever.
What was that movie Polly about the parrot? Remember that?
No.
There was a movie called Polly, and it was just about a parrot that was up to stuff.
I don't remember that.
He's got a mind of his own, that parrot.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, because I always confused it with A Long Came Polly, which was about a bitch.
Yeah, it was about Ben Stiller getting pussy from Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
which
that was a great
actually
movie.
That
really
movie,
good movie,
the genesis of the word shart. As
yeah,
yes,
by
Philip Seymour
shout
Hoffman,
out to PSH.
Yeah, I sharted. Yeah,
Philip Suckmore penis.
And then we lost him. Now we have to watch his son be in a movie.
I don't want to see people's sons, man.
Give me your penis.
I'm done with sons.
Let me see your cock.
Let me see your cock. I want to suck on it. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Just let me suck your cock.
Let me suck your fucking cock.
Come on, man. I'm sorry. I just want to suck your fucking cock.
His character in Boogie Nights is one of the funniest characters of all time.
Booger Nights? And it's about Adam.
He has
a lot of boogers. He's eating boogers at home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
While everyone else is
sucking
out,
on a dick,
having a Friday night.
Yes, it's a rise and fall story of booger eating
of a guy's cock. Rise into your ass, fall out of it.
It kind of that is kind of what happens.
The new Chappelle special. Everybody's up in arms about.
Yep, and so are we.
And you know, I let me tell you something, folks. I could solve this. In a heartbeat. There's a word I could call that man. You just have to ask me to do it.
Who does? Who has to ask you?
The people. I could put an end to this.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What exactly?
What do you mean, what exactly?
What can you put an end with?
The controversy.
Oh, okay.
The politics.
The politics of it all?
Politics.
By saying one specific word?
By calling him one word. One man. It's like Neo sacrificing himself to the machines to bring peace.
Yes. Trans people have been
banging. You know, that is true, actually. That would set the internet aflame.
Yeah.
If you uploaded a video of yourself.
If I went on Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
And Tucker wanted to talk about people canceling Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
And I just full bore hard on blasted Dave Chappelle with that.
You would bring peace
Tucker,
to the
Tucker
universe.
Carlson would have to say, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Right.
He would,
would have to say,
then he would lose about half his
audience.
He would
bring balance to the force.
It would. That would save the world.
It would save
and
the
I
world.
And I am willing to make that sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I fully understand that I would immediately become the most hated person in the universe.
Yeah,
yeah, but
sure.
There has to be one.
And a part of me wants that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you
it would be a nice exit to the show.
It would be a nice exit to the show, but the amount of power you would wield for that one moment.
Yeah. It would be, it's a spirit bomb.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I imagine that would feel like how it felt for Chuck Yeager when he broke the sound barrier.
Yeah.
Just that, the sonic boom, and you're wondering, am I alive or dead? The fucking, the end heard around the world.
The problem is, they would definitely not put air that.
I would bring a gun. Yeah, and I would go into the
he
production.
He would do a King of Comedy style.
I would
style.
Say, play the tape.
Yeah.
With the gun held to my own head, play the tape.
And they're like, just, we're cool kidnap, if you kill yourself.
Kidnap Tucker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could rape Tucker.
Yeah.
That would be a nice little fun bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see
it would
you.
Be funny just to see the look on his face.
Yeah.
If whoa. I was on a show, we're chumming it up, and then I just fucking, I'll be like, I'll tell you what he's being doing this.
Boop.
Yeah. I'm going to say it, because, you know, he's acting like a and Tucker Carlson just being like,
He would just get up and leave. Yeah, I mean, right. He wouldn't even respond.
No, Tucker would try to spin that as the attitude of the trans people.
Honestly, in reality, he would
Tucker
just
would
be
like, this is what trans
be
people
like,
think
come on,
of Dave
man. He
Chappelle.
Probably wouldn't even. I don't know. Who knows? You can't really speculate on how he would react.
Because that you would be giving him a nice, juicy gift, because he understands the power that we
Yeah,
just
no,
wear.
No. He could play that. He could play that.
Could play
Tucker's
that?
Smart enough.
Yeah.
He'd be like trans people everywhere, calling Dave Chappelle the beep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do kind of look like a F to M.
Yeah.
With a little mustache.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be
I'm
totally
liking,
clean shaven.
I'm happy to see Mustache Nick back.
You would you couldn't stop. Show musculature.
Stop showing. Stop describing my face. My facial hair choices are secrets now.
Okay. I won't describe it anymore. I think you have good bone structure.
All right, we won't describe
nice
how there's
bones.
Been a layer of cum across it the whole time.
Yes, that's why you had to
it's
shave
from
off
Cinnabon,
the beard.
And you're jealous. It's frosting from Cinnabon, and I saw you walked in here, and your countenance
no
immediately
I had,
melted.
I had a chocolate croissant.
You said you went to Cinnabon? But I wanted to go to but that was my idea.
I'm not even mad you didn't. We didn't go together. I'm just mad you went.
But I wanted to go.
But I wanted to go there.
I wanted to go to
Wait,
the Carvel.
Wait, you went to a restaurant?
Yeah.
But I like restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. Benny sucked my dick.
I got some mozzarella sticks from the bodega the other night, and I couldn't even eat them.
Why?
They were just, they looked disgusting.
Yeah.
I got him home, opened the tin, and said, what am I doing? What am I trying to... What life am I pretending to live here? And I threw him right in the trash.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Benny sucked my cock.
There's not enough winter fruits.
It's not a good time for produce.
You know what my favorite winter fruits are?
What?
Oranges.
You guys wearing fucking little coats and jackets.
Little ice climbers.
You guys in parkas. Those are my favorite winter fruits. And the ice climbers.
Mm-hmm. And oranges.
Stop. Oranges are good. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I'll pay, $1.58 or whatever the fuck they cost.
Such the exact dollar amount. Of Klondike. I don't know.
I don't know if you include tax
that's,
or not.
That's Adam not being able to not say Dorothy Parker.
Who the fuck is that bitch?
Adam.
From the Algonquin round.
We could have gotten him.
Fuck, sorry.
It was perfect.
Sorry.
I was saying, who the fuck is that bitch? And then he was about to.
You're
do
right.
It.
I'm sorry. Who is it? But who is she, though, for real? Describe her.
Some bitch.
What did she do?
She was the host of The View. She was one of the hosts of The View.
Dorothy Parker. Was she in The Parkers?
Mm-hmm.
She was in the
Parkers.
I like that show.
Yeah. She changed her name later to Monique.
The daughter in The Parkers. Sometimes she looked hot as shit. Sometimes she looked bad. It was you would turn on fucking UPN and you didn't know if you were about to beat off or
I didn't like
be
that show.
Off.
I thought The Parkers was boring.
No, it was pretty good.
I wasn't into
Mr.
it.
Mr. Ogilvy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That guy was good. But yeah, her daughter. I would have.
The Parkers, I didn't like him. What was that other show that was like one on one? You remember that?
One on one. With the father and the like daughter?
Yeah. That show sucked too.
That was not that good, yeah.
Yeah.
That was at the end of the run. We've talked about it before, but I was a huge Girlfriends fan.
Girlfriends is a good show. You know who basically wrote every episode of that show?
Who?
Kelsey Grammer.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was a
he did produce it.
Producer.
I think he created it too.
I fucking love Kelsey Grammer, dude.
Yeah.
Dorothy Parker was an American.
He was
American
like, this is always what I wanted Frasier to be.
I wanted Frasier to get black pussy.
I wanted
they never let me do
I
it.
I wanted Frasier to be like this.
I wrote in every season I requested Frasier get black pussy, but it was always skinny white bitches. Dude, I would
Blazer.
Love it. I would love it if Frasier fucked Blazer. Anyone on the fucking.
What's that guy? That guy's name is Blazer Ramon or Razor?
Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon was.
No, not no. Blazer Ramon is his Twitter handle. What's the name of the?
Oh, Ramon Revis.
Ramon Revis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I cannot remember his name for the fucking life of me.
You call him Blazer Ramon.
I keep thinking.
In
well,
your mind.
For years.
It's a cool handle.
For years, I think cool. I keep thinking. Oh, that guy's name is Razor.
Shout out to Ramon. Like, I was just in Cleveland.
There's sick, no way man. That's possible.
Razor Ramon would be a sick name.
Yeah,
or Blazer.
Very sick name.
Should I name my son Razor Halkias?
That'd be sick.
Should I have a son?
Yeah. Well, you should name
Violence
him.
Halkias.
You should name him Ramon Revis Halkias. As to help me remember that guy's name.
What are you going to name your son, Adam? Your firstborn?
My son?
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bean Friedland.
Kobe Bean Friedland?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. In honor of the legend himself.
The late great Kobe.
Who got away with it.
That's the legacy.
And my
your
first daughter, my first daughter, Orenthal James Friedland.
Orenthalina. Orenthalina is a fucking
Orenthal James Friedland.
Orenthal is a good name. What is that? Is that biblical?
No, I don't know where that comes. It's old black.
Orenthal.
It's just an old black guy.
Yeah, but where is it from?
I think that's the one. An Orenthal just spawned wearing a full checkered leisure suit one time.
Yeah.
And one of those floppy little hats.
Damn. I want to rewatch that documentary.
It's fucking awesome.
His friend that he grew up with is, they just don't like this.
Dude, how about
the fact
guy?
That no one, that something, he walked in on his dad being gay.
Being gay, like no one, yeah. That I had never
I
had
had
an
never
inkling
heard that.
Of OJ's dad being gay in the hood. And it's like, that had to have fucked OJ
It
up.
Broke his heart, yeah.
But just like being known as the guy whose dad was gay in like the hood in the, what, how old is he, the '50s? When did he grow up?
Something like that. It had to be. Yeah.
I'm getting, from what I know about those times and that particular demographic group, I don't think the people were chill with that.
Yeah. He wasn't making an album called Montero or anything like that.
No, just that.
He wasn't being celebrated at the VMA.
No, certainly not.
Yeah. He wasn't.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this?
And I think we can agree, gay people actually killed Nicole Simpson.
I think so.
Because they started.
Well, it was somebody wearing gloves.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is a gay thing to do.
And they were gloves that went past the elbow.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It would be fun.
Yeah, long
to have a movie.
Long white smoking gloves.
It's like a thriller or something, and like Orenthal is actually innocent, and one of those like Lower East Side Carmen Sandiego black eyes is the real killer.
Yeah.
Just a dark wing duck ass.
Those hats, those brunch hats.
I'm gonna blame it on you. We're gonna blame this on OJ because you ratted out your father. Because you made your father look bad.
Everybody knew you. Your father was gay.
We could have had our freedom years ago, but you had to rat out your father.
Orenthal is a boy's name, is related to the Hebrew, Irish, and Gaelic name Oren. The meaning of Orenthal is pine tree. Let's see that.
You know what that name means to me. 2,000 yards a season. That's what it means to me.
There was a steep
hell
drop-off.
Of a back.
That was a steep drop off.
In name of your kid
Orenthal. But you know what? It was before you'd think. It was in like 1980.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of people named Adolf like prior to when
you know,
there are a bunch of Jews named Adolf.
All things considered, it's a pretty good name.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph.
One of the first NBA players was a Jewish guy named Dolph Shays.
Yep.
Adolf Shays.
Adolf Shays. And now I believe Young Dolph, his name is Adolf.
That's his real name?
I think so.
The rapper? I thought his full name was Dolphin.
No. I believe it's Adolf. It's Dolph.
It's a sort of a weird name.
Yeah, Adolf Robert Thornton Jr. What was this fucking guy's name? This guy was born in 1985. His mom named him Adolf. Respect.
Well, she didn't understand.
She was
the
a crackhead, also.
Yeah.
He raps about being a crack baby, so that's a pretty crackhead thing to do. She probably heard it in history class and forgot where she heard the name. Was just like,
oh,
you know,
I like that name.
That's a good name. Yeah. That's a powerful
name. I like that name. Adolf.
Let me smoke a little crack and think about what I'm going to name my son.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's either this or Benito. Benito doesn't have any of the...
Benito's a great name.
Dude, honestly, Adolf and Benito... What was the fucking Japanese guy's name? Do you know?
Hirohito?
Yeah.
Emperor Hirohito?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not as good as Benito or Adolf. Benito's the best one, we can agree. Japanese, World War II.
I think that's right. I think it's Hirohito.
But is that his first name or his last name?
I think it's last.
Yeah, I don't know if they had first names.
They just didn't have it?
No, yeah. After the bombs, they started having first names.
Yeah.
That's when we knocked some sense into them.
They copied our culture.
Yeah. Mm. They got really into American culture.
Empire. Yeah, you're right. His name was literally just... Hirohito.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, but the prime minister was Fumimaro Konoe. There's a lot of motherfuckers. Nobuyuki Mitsumasa. Mitsumasa's good. Hideki, that's a fucking
awesome
name.
Remember as a kid
name.
When you'd play a video game and the video game would end, the credits would roll, and all the Japanese names would be like, fuck a you, shit it, kaka.
Yeah.
It'd be like this.
Yoshijiro Umezu.
You'd be like, what the fuck is going on in this country? Their name is like, bitch, fuckaku, saka, pina, saka.
How the hell do they know so much about Street Fighter and street fighting?
What's up, cat?
Wow, you got the cat on mic.
Yeah.
She's purring.
She's always fucking purring. Meow. Benito's a fucking sick name.
Benito's a sick
name. I Benito you to suck my penis.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Benito you to suck my penis.
Benidat.
Benidat.
I'm Benito you to suck my penis. folks. What do you think about that? Why don't you try that one on for size?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tell that to your parents.
For the folks at home.
The Greek leader that was in charge of Greece during the time, his last name was Metaxas, and they made a fucking...
Metaxas.
Yeah,
Metaxas. Metaxpinas.
No.
Stavros Misoxpinas. Your real name?
That's not my real name.
Yeah, your family had to change it after the war.
No, my name is Halkias.
Becoming fat off penis sucking. We talked to one
There's
local
no
man.
Way you could do that.
We talked to one local man.
How?
Who, through over the phone. This is how we spoke to him.
Fuck, hold on. I had something to say. Oh, actually, you know, Halkias might not actually be my family's real name.
Yeah.
That my great-great-great-grandfather, I don't know, on my fucking dad's side, was some guy that got in trouble because he either had a gambling debt or he fucked some guy's wife. And so he fled the island he was from. It was called Karpathos. Mm-hmm. And Halkias was the most common name from that island, so he changed his name to the most common name so that no one could find him, because this is in like 1910
just
or whatever.
A rich history is just scumbag piece of shit. Fucking relatives.
And then I found out on my grandmother, on my paternal grandmother's side, that there was a guy who came to America in like the fucking, like around the same time, around like the 1920s, and was a bounty hunter.
Cool.
Yeah, and his brother... Cool. Was this guy Cleanthes Ligeros, and he was like one of the fucking founders of chiropractic. It's fucking weird. Chiropractor shit. Like,
wasn't there an athlete named Cleanthony?
It's pretty funny that old Greek names, and like Greek people and black people do share a lot of similar names. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up with a lot of Demetriuses, you know, and then... This guy's name Cleanthes is literally just his name is Cleanthony.
Cleanthony. Wasn't name Cleanthony Early or something?
It was definitely. It's a good name. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we got bounty hunter, a guy who fucking was welching on his debts or fucked somebody's wife, and then a chiropractor, which is fake. Mm. Chiropracting is not real.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I found a little bit of
Neither is bounty hunting. This is pretending to be a police officer.
Yeah.
Being a chiropractor is pretending to be a doctor.
Yeah.
They're both fake jobs.
That's what's in my fucking blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the bounty hunter was rich, or he was like a gambler or something.
What are you pretending to be?
Straight.
Having hair.
I have hair.
You know, I can't. I'm no good with jokes today, so I'll just give up.
That's fine, dude.
You know what? This one's.
That's fine. We got 8 more minutes till I get to have a sandwich.
I'm marking a 0 on the board for myself today.
You're doing great.
Which is A-okay.
You're bringing the classic.
Can I say this? We
swag.
Had a. If it had recorded, we honestly were firing on all cylinders on the other.
The first 20 minutes were fantastic.
Really funny. Yeah.
I'm a little worried about having to hit that overdub button because I'm not really sure what it does.
I really hope we don't miss it.
You know,
if we miss it,
right,
there's
now,
no episode.
It's not happening.
Yeah. No chance.
I'm going to edit together 3 sections from old premium episodes and upload it. And
that's awesome. We should start doing that.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And then the only people that'll notice are going to be the most annoying people in the world anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be fine.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
You know what we should start doing is just start uploading them from the beginning again.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just not? That is. We don't quit. We just don't stop the Patreon. We just start at number 1.
Because honestly,
episode
you think about it, this show not only as funny, but certainly as much work as Seinfeld was.
Definitely as much
We've
work.
We've done the same amount of episodes, and Jerry Seinfeld is loaded off mainly like fucking residuals.
Why the fuck don't we get residuals?
Yeah, we should sell this into syndication.
Yeah, this should be on fucking UPN.
I told you guys that what we need to do is we need to... quit doing the show.
Yes.
But say if you guys stop paying the Patreon, we'll take all the episodes off iTunes.
Yes.
And then hit DMCA strikes on all of YouTube and be like, we will fucking delete the show from history.
We'll
be wiped from the annals of
legally,
time.
Yeah. Legally transfer ownership over to the Holocaust Museum. And let that play out mm-hmm. with all the copyright violation going on.
Oh,
the kind of field day that they
it's have. A Trojan horse.
And you know, over at the Holocaust Museum, they do not have any lawyers working over there.
Oh, fuck, dude. What kind of sandwich should I get? Should I get the Jawad special?
Jawad? I think it's Jawad.
Jawad?
Jawad, yeah.
Maybe I'll get just a regular blazing turkey. Something light, you
know? Getting a deli sandwich?
I'm feeling deli sandwich.
You want to walk over to Rocco's, get a little slice of pizza?
I'll walk with you. I don't know. I'm more in the sandwich zone.
Rocco's has really good pizza, though.
So maybe I have a pizza appetizer and a fucking...
I'm feeling, too, we should watch the new Dune movie while we do the regular episode.
I'd like to watch something briefly in between episodes.
I don't have time for it today.
You don't have time.
I got to go do basketball.
I don't have shit to do, but I also don't want to hang out with you.
What do you mean? Nick bailed on me this weekend.
I did not bail. What do you mean I bailed on you?
I invited you to come over and watch baseball.
And I fully intended to. The plan was made at like 7:45, and
maybe
I was stoked
I will
to
have
go.
Pizza.
But the game started with
9:40.
Yeah, some bullshit time.
It's a West Coast start.
And then at 9:20, I think I passed out.
I wanted to watch game one of the Dodgers Giants.
Literally looking
series.
At opera capes on my phone.
Yes.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. I was thinking about starting like wearing full evening wear.
You should, bro.
Yeah, to walk around the park at night. Mm-hmm. Just donning my cat. Do you think that I would get canceled for that? Just raising a top hat at women?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And they're nice. Like, stop doing that. And I just slowly keep...
Madam.
I don't say anything. I just slowly keep lifting mm-hmm. my hat at women on the street.
Isn't that how...
Following them for blocks on it.
The following is where you start
getting into issues.
Just dressed like fucking Gary Oldman as Dracula out in London.
What you should do is you should get a carriage and horses mm-hmm. and be the only horse-drawn carriage guy in Herbert Von King
and then
Park.
Also catcalling women from it. Just like, yeah. Clock, 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 clock.
Bitch. Would you like a ride, bitch?
Bitch. Excuse me? Go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Trick.
And the horses take off.
Bitch.
Do they still have the horse-drawn carriage guys in Central Park?
Oh, yeah.
They still got them.
What do you think happened?
That's such a weird part of New York politics is having an opinion on the fucking carriages, the horses.
Are people anti-horse-drawn carriage?
No, but like the mayor has to have an opinion on that shit. But yeah, that's really? Like a contentious issue.
But we have horse
cops. I do feel bad for the horses, man.
It's not a nice life for them.
Who those fuckers on a farm? Come on. They got their feet on the cobblestones.
Yeah, where
and
do
shit.
They sleep? They bring them upstate to go to sleep?
Horses no, dude. They take them to fucking... Some of them
like
are
birds.
In...
They don't sleep. They just sort of time out.
They all, yeah. Some of them are in fucking... where's the gay neighborhood?
Chelsea?
Up Hell's Kitchen.
It's
they have a bunch of them in Hell's Kitchen.
They have stables in Hell's
I'm not even
Kitchen.
Kidding. I've seen them take them from fucking Hell's Kitchen to the park.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucked
just,
up.
They get
so
you were
walking out of the club.
They recharge
5
like a Tesla. Yep. They plug the horse's cock in the Adam's ass.
I'm coming out of the Yotel where I'm having anonymous gay sex.
The Fro Yotel.
I would love to go to a frozen yogurt themed hotel.
Dude, I kind of
you got a little machine in your fucking room.
I kind of want to go do one of those like Halloween amusement park. Does Hershey Park do that? And I wouldn't ride any of the rides. I'd just get a big ass fucking.
They used to do that.
Reese's
you know.
Park.
Fuck.
At Knott's Berry Farm, they had not scared.
I've had a craving for like a big novelty piece of candy.
Is there
a giant Hershey's Kiss?
Halloween is right around the corner, my friend.
And we are taking a retreat around Halloween.
We are. We'll be there during Halloween.
Yeah, folks, if you thought this episode was bad, get ready for...
we're doing Cumtown Retreat, the second Cumtown Retreat.
Yeah.
Get ready
corporate
for...
Corporate Retreat.
Get the Corporate Retreat. Get ready for Pork Shoulder. Get ready for Settlers of Catan. Mm. Get ready for us doing cocaine. Yeah, we're playing all the hits, folks.
One of the funniest emails I ever got was just some guy mad that we recorded 5 episodes in one day.
Yeah.
And he had put it together on like the 5th week or whatever.
We got to do that again. I know.
How dare you?
It would be so funny to just do like 8 in one day. Mm-hmm. And just like...
have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Would be,
well, I don't know. Just like the people that get it in their head that they think that this should be, or there's like some responsibility for this to be hard work or even work.
Yeah.
In the slightest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, there's standards in podcasts.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, this show is fucking bad and stupid.
And it always, and it
it's
always,
always
has
been. Yeah. We hate it. We've never really wanted to do it, and we never will.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it shitty until you stop listening.
Oh, yeah. And that's the goal.
And it, you never do. Yeah. It's, you be mad at yourselves. This, yeah, could, right, be over at a, the drop of a hat,
you're
if,
like,
you decide.
When you're like, why don't you, yeah, stop, learn, while the show's good? It's like, no, I'd rather waste your time.
And money, more importantly.
Yeah, learn how to code.
Yeah.
Get into
the show
music.
Used to be good, but you can't stop listening.
Learn how, yeah, to play piano.
We're trying to teach you a lesson, man. Mm-hmm. Once you stop, you'll be free.
You'll be free. We won't.
We're here. We're trapped here. We're trying to, hell, in fact, we're trying to say, we're trying to send you off on your way.
Until the show literally makes less money than having a retail job would.
Yeah.
Because it's, that's realistic.
Those are the options.
They, like, the show ends, maybe like 18 months of being able to coast, I would have to start doing stand-up again because you're leaving money on the table.
Right.
But the how much, like, the road dates are backed up by people hearing them on the show,
mm-hmm,
that would dwindle. I mean, you get rid of this,
yeah,
fucking show.
We wouldn't
show,
be able to promote the road dates.
You get rid of this show, stand-up, it would take 2 years before you're seeing audiences that are, like, fucking, like, pathetic, like, mm-hmm, 25 people at a show.
Right.
That's it. And then after that ends, it's like, I've never put a resume together in my life.
Oh, I have a 15-year gap of an employment.
Yeah.
when the gravy train ends.
Yeah. Mm.
And I would just make something up there.
I'll never be able to work in television again.
I'm starting the fucking surf and turf restaurant in Baltimore, dude.
Yeah.
I already got my house in Greektown.
You'll have your booth in the corner.
I have my booth. I'm ready
to fucking
go.
You'll go around at different
tables. I'm going to Greece. I'm going to find a bitch fresh off the boat and marry her, dude. Mm-hmm.
I'm just
going to
scam people.
Yeah.
I'm just
Adam will be charging people $4,000 for the Cumtown experience.
I'm
going
to learn how to do cryptocurrency arbitrage.
No, what you're going to do is you're going to be like, you're going to be like Mark Wahlberg at the end of Boogie Nights, mm-hmm, where it's like you pay people to call you a bug. You're gonna be like, or they pay you to call you a bug.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna whip out my tiny penis in the mirror, and I'm gonna, yeah, say, "I'm a star. I'm a big shining star." And I've
you know what you're gonna do, Adam? You're gonna start a podcast called The Cumtown Relistens. Mm. And it's just gonna be you listening.
And I'm gonna say, and this is actually
you know
how
what?
I was the genius.
Hold
of
on
this
a second.
Episode.
Time out.
Yeah,
that's the secret.
No, what I'm going to be doing.
Stop, for real.
Yeah.
We start re-listening to the episodes and commenting on
them. Actually, you know what would be ideal?
Clip shows.
Is we reduce. Yeah. We
director's commentary.
We reduce Adam's pay.
Mm-hmm.
We hire some other people. You know, me and you quit the show.
Right.
We get a black woman and a Jewish girl or whatever.
Right.
And Adam's still in the show. Adam gets something like $5,000 a month, mm-hmm, to continue doing the show.
No, it's a healthy living.
They get paid minimum wage.
Yeah, whatever they get paid. And then we split the rest of the money.
Yep.
And 50-50.
Love that.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's fair. Mm.
To manage the business. I'll still, you know, to handle all the advertising contracts.
Right.
I just need to earn, you know. I just need to earn. I need to keep earning.
You gotta keep money on the street.
I need to keep earning.
And then we retire. And,
love it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not even joking. We just start. That's what we should do on the fucking, mm-hmm, at the retreat. Just start listening to random episodes throughout the years and commenting on them.
Mm-hmm. Listen, guys, I have two memoirs penned already that will be released eerily shortly after.
Oh, perfect.